Good morning, True North. It's Wednesday, August 26th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. Just like how we talked about yesterday, life in the pandemic, it's more draining than anything else. And for many of us, including myself, that idea and feeling has bled into our spiritual lives. We all probably feel distant, disconnected, we feel unmotivated to connect with God. And to be frank, with no physical gatherings on Sundays, it's hard for any of us, including myself, to actually find true Sabbath rest and worship on Sundays. You know, given that our church is trying to add some changes and some new aspects to our virtual Sunday in hopes to improve it, which we'll announce soon. But the bigger question I want to ask us today is, what can we do Monday to Saturday, maybe even Monday to Sunday, on our own to stay spiritually alive during this pandemic? And look, I'm not going to front in this episode like I have some magic formula, some ABCD thing that we can do to get out of it. I'm struggling just as much as you are. But what I hope to do today is just share some questions that have been helpful for my own soul as I've been trying to trek with God deeper during this time. You know, one question that I've been asking myself recently, which a friend actually raised, was, look, before you even think about how you're doing spiritually, the one thing we should always ask ourselves is, what are you being formed by? What I mean by that is this: so often when we talk about our spiritual health, what we focus on is, are we reading the Bible enough? Are we going out to studies the church has? Are we listening to the sermons? Is it a good sermon? Is there a good atmosphere in our community group? And those are all important to our spiritual lives. But a bigger question that we should be asking ourselves is, before all of that, how are you being formed even before you enter into the presence of God? You know, in your Monday to Saturdays, what are you watching? What are you reading? What are you thinking about? And there's a great article by my friend Brett McCracken on the Gospel Coalition where he talks about his own fears that as an elder at his church, that we are being so formed by our screens that we're often losing the presence of God. You know, one thing he noted in his article was that there's estimates that for all of us in the pandemic, if we're working, that we're at minimum watching 90 hours of screen time per week. 90 hours. Meaning that more than anything, we're being formed by the TV, by Facebook, by BuzzFeed, and all these forms of entertainment or news or just some sort of idea just to kind of numb our own minds. Whether we know it or not, they shape who we are. You know, Pastor Tim Keller, who's a big mentor, as you probably already know, to Jay and myself, once noted this at a conference. He was talking about the idea of a catechism. Now, if you don't know what a catechism is, it's a large collection of questions and answers all about doctrines of God. And in rich traditions of a lot of church history, what people would do is they would try and catechize themselves and their children. So meaning that they would ask these questions and give out the answers over and over and over again to the family during a family worship time. And he was trying to promote, we should do this again. And I remember a parent asked, you know, hey, Dr. Keller, honestly, will these questions shape my children? Because it doesn't really seem like they will. They're a little boring, a little old English, they're a little dead. I don't really see any relevance to it. And one thing he noted, which has always stuck with me, is he said, look, whether you know it or not, your children, even ourselves, we're always being catechized. It might not come from a Christian catechism, but it could be coming from Frozen, it be coming from Game of Thrones, it be coming from CNN or Fox News. And what he was basically getting at was every form of entertainment or narrative or whatever we consume, it forms and shapes our souls. It asks questions and answers them at the same time. And one thing that we need to ask ourselves is, well, maybe we're spiritually distant because we're so much on Netflix, on the TV, working on Zoom. And, you know, some of those are necessary. But as we ask this question, maybe a deeper question related to that is, well, how can we form our media habits? How can we watch over them to ensure that we protect our own soul and our own relationship with God? Another question I've been asking myself is this: am I being spiritually connected with others during this time? You know, I think I was talking with Jay a couple of days ago, and he noted, although he's a pastor and he's seeing a lot of people, you know, if he wasn't in ministry, probably during this time, the only people he'd be talking to was his kids and his wife. And for many of us, that might be the case, that because we're so burnt out from work Zoom meetings, that we come home and all we have really in front of us is whoever's there. And because of the pandemic, we're kind of locked into our houses, and it kind of restricts us from our normal schedules, habits, meetups. And one thing that I've always wanted to push at our church was, I really think the Christian faith is never meant to be walked alone. I mean, when you read the New Testament, it's so rich with the ideas of body, of unity, of the church being together, not just for the sake of being together, but that often our spiritual health is dependent on being connected, not just with God, but with his people. In Hebrews 10, the author writes in verse 24, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You know, possibly could it be that we're spiritually lacking or feeling dry because although we're trying to connect with God, we don't have an avenue to connect with his people. And I'm not just saying just to meet up and chat and to connect with life, although that's important, but can you find people to maybe start a quote-unquote book club, to read scripture together, to pray together? It doesn't have to be formal, it could be informal. Just grabbing a group of people on Zoom and just saying, hey, let's go over a book, let's go over some parts of scripture together, and we might have questions, but hey, you can always ask me, you can always ask Pastor Jay, we'd love to help in that process. And the last kind of, I guess, more meta question that I've been asking myself these days, and this was again spurred by actually talking to a missionary friend in Japan, was, well, why is it we feel so disconnected during this time? And I want to be careful because I think a part of it makes sense, right? Being in a pandemic is, again, not just health hazards, but it's really hard for you emotionally and spiritually. We feel isolated. We are alone, and for a lot of us maybe who don't have a family or don't have roommates, you're literally just by yourself. And it's understandable to feel distant from God during these times, just as it is at any time that's seasonal. You know, a Christian life is never one of just pure joy, but it's cyclical. It's going in through seasons of joy and back to despair, and that's just living in this fallen world. But a bigger question I've been asking myself after a conversation with the missionary as well, maybe there's a reason, and not a good reason, why we're feeling this during this pandemic. The reason why I say that is, I remember I was chatting with a missionary in Japan and just asking him, hey, how has it been for you? He's a church planner in Tokyo. And he was saying, yeah, it's hard, but I've actually loved it. I can't see my friends as much. I'm kind of stuck with my family, which is good and bad. But with all this time, I'm feeling so connected with God because all I'm doing is pouring myself into him. And, you know, I said, man, that's great. But for us here in America, our true north, a lot of us feel distant. And he said, oh, that's peculiar. And I don't think he meant this in a judgmental way. But he said, I would think with all this time for all of your American busy lives, it's finally a time to take a deep breath and to reconnect with God. And, you know, when he told me that, it was almost a light bulb moment where I realized for maybe a lot of us here at True North and just the American church, so much of our faith is program based. It's doing stuff. It's meeting up with people. And again, not that those aren't important. You know, the minute that we can meet up, we should, because the Bible, as we just read, calls us to do so. But a big question I've been asking myself during this pandemic is, maybe we feel distant because we were never close to God in the first place. That we were masked by programs, by serving, by coming out physically on a Sunday, and it made us feel better about ourselves, but we never really had a true relationship with God in prayer, in his word, in communion with him. And maybe this is a time to check ourselves. So with all that said, you know, I don't really have solutions, they're just questions, but I do wonder, maybe this is a time to ask these questions, to ask ourselves, well, why do we feel distant? What is triggering that? And hopefully, God will provide a solution as we ask these questions. Let's pray. Lord, for a lot of us, I know it's so difficult to be in a pandemic to deal with the health hazards, the economic consequences, the anxiety and dread that we all feel. But on top of that, for those who follow you, I know all of us feel distant from you. And Lord, allow us to just keep asking questions of, well, why? And we hope with your wisdom and with the Spirit, you can illuminate a path back to you to remind ourselves that when we look to the cross, we realize you have never left our side. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.